conversation recorded on January 9th, 2014 at 21:42 on channel 9.
Brown County Communications.
Yeah, this is Dennis Barnett of the coroner's husband.
Mm-hmm.
We're here at the scene. She's in there taking care of the family life squad here picking up the body. There's a gun here. Who's going to come pick up the gun? Law enforcement's already left the scene.
Okay, hold on for me 1 second.
Okay.
Can I help you?
This is Dennis Barnhouse, coroner's husband.
Uh-huh.
Is she in there with the family in the scene? The life squad's here to pick up the body. There's a gun here. Law enforcement's already left. They're supposed to take the gun on suicide. Who's going to come pick up the gun?
Hang on and let me check with the corporal, okay?
Okay, you can tell them it's 313.141 to the I revised code where law enforcement's supposed to take guns from suicide scene.
Okay, I spoke to Corporal Huff, and he said that he was under, he was told that they weren't supposed to take anything. He called Chief Shadle, and he says that no, they do not take any weapons from the scene.
Okay, well, that's revised code under 313.141 that law enforcement is supposed to seize firearms they're used in commission of a suicide.
Dennis, I understand that, but I don't know what else you want me to do.
I'm just saying, she doesn't have the authority to take the gun when they leave here and the gun's here and somebody else picks it up and shoots somebody else. Okay, sheriff's office is on notice. You can just tell them that.
Okay, I mean, I can call them back and let them know.
I know you can't do anything. You can't force them to do their job. I'm just telling you, my wife does not have the authority to take that weapon. Under the code, and it's supposed to be law enforcement, it's supposed to take it, it's very clear. Just wanted to let that be known, because they're moving the body right now, and they won't be leaving.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
End of recording.